Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all. Yes, only the Lord can give the peace that surpasseth all understanding. Peace like a river, peace that flows from the throne of God to the heart of his saints. Well, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Maundy Thursday. We thought the day would never arrive, but here it is, Maundy Thursday. We can say that 240 people have received invitation packets, 240 hands have received the invitation packets for this Holy Week weekend. We're looking at Ezekiel 34, and since these packets have been given out, saints, we need to pray. Why 240? Well, if you look at our church, divided right in the middle, there's 12 pews on the left-hand side, 12 pews on the right-hand, 12 pews, they fit 10 people, comfortably. That's 120 on one side, 120 on another. That's the reasoning for the 240 packets. We're believing God. We're believing God that he will draw and bring back his sheep and draw in new sheep. So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. We're looking at Ezekiel 34. The very same thing that God is doing this week is right here in the text. Let's read it. Ezekiel 34, 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I. Heavenly Father, how we praise you today. For it was a day like today that the good shepherd, your son Jesus Christ, was betrayed and then arrested and then taken away, separated from his disciples in Gethsemane. Maundy Thursday, the night in which Jesus before being betrayed, gave us the ordinance called communion or the Lord's Supper. Father, we bless you today. We praise you. We acknowledge your goodness and your mercy and your faithfulness and your steadfast love towards us. Even when we have failed to reciprocate and give you back that love, you keep loving us. Even when we fall out of love with you, even when we have forsaken our first love, your love is eternal. It is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for loving us. And not just loving us, but saving us, redeeming us, making us a part of your family. Now, Lord, we pray that this weekend you would make many more a part of your family. 240 envelopes, invitation packets have been distributed in the community. And we pray, Lord, that Grace Church would be overflowing this weekend. How you're going to do it, we don't know. All we know is that you can do it, that you're willing to do it, that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Bless us, O great shepherd, the shepherd who says in the text, behold, I, even I, will search my sheep and seek them out. Do so, Lord. Do so, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, Thursday, the 14th, we're talking about how God will seek the sheep that have brokenness in their life and that he promises to do what? To bind the broken. Let's turn to Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34, verse 4, to see how God makes this plain to those of us who trust in everything that he says. He says here, the disease, which we already covered on Tuesday, you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. We covered that yesterday, Wednesday. Today, he says, neither have you bound up that which was broken. What does it mean to bind? To bind means to put something in a cast, to wrap it and make it stable. You know, you have a fractured bone, and the doctor yanks on it, puts it back in place. Then he wraps it. He binds it. He stabilizes it. He puts two planks of wood, one on one side and one on the other side, just to make sure that the bone does not shift out of place again. So to bind is to put a cast on it. The Lord promises to bind that which is broken or that which is fractured. So it's interesting. It's interesting because, again, here's a picture right there. There's a shepherd. And as you can see, that sheep is in pain. As the shepherd binds that broken leg, you can see, I mean, the sheep is just, ow, ow, you know, in sheep talk. But there's the faithful shepherd binding that sheep that has a fracture. Now, remember, we have to remember that in context, it's not the wolves that have given the sheep their fracture. It is the shepherds. Woe be unto the shepherds. Woe be unto the shepherds who do not care for the sheep. God has already done what? What has God done? He's already indicted them. He's already rendered his verdict, and he's already removed all of those shepherds that are good for nothings. He has inserted himself in their place, and he is going about binding every sheep that is broken. I used to tell my students when I used to teach pastoral theology and ministry classes, I used to tell my students this one thing. No one can break a heart like a pastor can. Listen to me, saints. No one in the church can break a heart like a pastor can. People admire their pastors. They look up to their pastors. They believe that their pastors are good men, good women, if you happen to have a woman pastor. That the pastor is true blue, that the pastor is truly a man, a woman of God, that the pastor is genuine, that the pastor is not a phony, that the pastor is a man, a woman of their word. Nothing breaks a heart when you find out that the pastor is the opposite. Most people's faith is shattered by a self-centered, self-serving, flock-abusing, flock-neglecting, flock-diminishing pastor. People's faith is really shattered because the closest thing that people have to God is their pastor. Not that they worship their pastor. We do not encourage hero worship or celebrity worship. No, we're not into that. But the closest thing they feel that they have to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, is a faithful pastor. And when the pastor breaks their heart, those hearts are shattered. Remember, in the text, who has brought about the abuse and the pain and the suffering of the flock? The shepherds, whom God had to remove by force. Let's turn to Isaiah 61, verse 10. Isaiah 61:10. It reads, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now, this should be true for every pastor. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has also sent or commissioned me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison doors to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's why he sent us. We are, listen, as pastors, as prophets, as pulpiteers, as men and women of God, anointed from on high, we are sent to bind the brokenhearted. How many people we know no longer come to church because their hearts were broken in the church? How many people don't want anything to do with God because it was a pastor who broke their heart and shattered their faith? This is why the ultimate pastor, the Lord himself, the Lord God himself, see, the only way that God can restore the image of a pastor in the eyes of his hurting people is for him to pastor them himself, and that's how God rehabilitates the pastorate. The pastorate has been tarnished. The pastorate has been tainted. The pastorate is ill spoken of because bad pastors failed the flock of God. And so in order to rehabilitate the title and the office and the career of pastoring, God assumes the role of pastor himself, and he says, they broke your heart, I will mend it. I will bind that broken heart. That heart that was shattered to pieces. That heart that is so disappointed, I will glue it back together again, saith the Lord. This passage, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, was ultimately fulfilled in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Bible calls, 1, the good shepherd, 2, the chief shepherd, 3, the great shepherd. Notice, those are the three titles of Christ: good, chief, great. The chief shepherd, the great shepherd, the good shepherd. Let's turn to Luke chapter 14, or Luke 4, excuse me, Luke 4. Luke 4, starting at verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Notice, he's anointed. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd is returning in the power of the Spirit, or in other words, in the anointing, to Galilee. And there went out his fame, the fame of him, throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and to read. And it was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. We just read from Isaiah 61. Well, Jesus is going to quote it right now. And was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And Jesus closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister who had given him the book, and he sat down. And all eyes were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes." In other words, I am the ultimate fulfillment of Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. I am he who comes to bind broken. You see, I, saith the Lord, will bind up the broken. Have you been broken? Has some pastor shattered your faith beyond repair? Well, it might be beyond repair for another human pastor, but it is not beyond repair for the ultimate pastor, the pastor of pastors, the shepherd of shepherds, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So he promises, and that's why we're praying, saints, listen to me. As we minister to people, we don't know what their background is. We don't know if they've been to church, if they've never been to church, if they're church hurt, whatever the situation. We are praying that God would show up and minister to these people because they have needs that no human being can provide. Listen, there are people out there that need a supernatural touch. I can't provide that. You can't provide that. This is why we're praying that the God of gods, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the apostles and the martyrs, the God of the early church, the church of the book of Acts, that God would show up, as he promises to do in Ezekiel 34:11, I, the Lord, will show up and do a work among the people. Spiritually sick people, spiritually broken people, people who have been abused either by life or by the church. Whatever their situation is, we are praying that God would show up this weekend and have his way and begin to build his flock by adding to the church daily such as will be saved. Well, my precious saints, my precious brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to do two things. today, Thursday. One is pray for the 240 people that have received the 240 packets. Pray that what they read and what they received in their hands would so move them, would so draw them to Grace Church that there they can meet the Lord. That's one. Pray for the 240 that received. And then number two, pray for the weekend services. Pray for tonight's service, pray for tomorrow night's service, and pray for Sunday morning service. May the Lord our God give us a glorious weekend like we hadn't had in decades. Praise God. Well, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow to wrap up this series. I hope you've been enjoying this series this week. God bless you, saints. Love you much. In Jesus.
Some of these days I'm going home where no sorrows ever come.
We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials.
Safe from heartache, pain, and care. We shall all that glory share.
And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus. Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
On the other side, and I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred good morning. Then I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. Kindred and friends now wait for me, soon their faces I shall see. We'll soon be done,
we'll soon be done with troubles and trials, troubles and trials.
Here's a home of life so fair,
and we'll all be gathered there.
And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done,
we'll soon be done with troubles and trials,
troubles and trials in that home. And I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred good morning. Then I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.
I shall behold his blessed face, I shall feel his matchless grace.
We'll soon be done,
we'll soon be done with troubles and trials,
troubles and trials. Oh, what peace and joy sublime
in that home of love divine.
And I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done,
we'll soon be done with troubles and trials,
troubles and trials in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side,
on the other side. And I'm gonna shake glad hands with the elders, Lord, and tell my kindred good morning. Then I'm gonna sit down beside my Jesus, Lord, I'm gonna sit down and rest a little while.